prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, on Friday we were looking at a situation on how to get rid of depression. And we started to look at the scriptures. And one of the scriptures, the Lord said these words. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to you. So anything is possible. I can overcome any situation, any problem, any kind and form of depression if I'm a believer. And if I believe in God and I know that it's possible and I act on what I believe. God said all things are possible to everyone that believes. Become a child of God if you're not already and get that belief system going. But let me tell you something right now. Every tongue is going to confess and every knee is going to bow to the name of Jesus. And so we want to pick up this message one more time and just continue with getting rid of depression out of our lives once for all in Jesus' name. Let's continue in the service.
The Bible says every knee is going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess to the name of Jesus. Well, if you look at it, the sports industry have bowed down right now. The entertainment industry is bowed down right now. The media industry is about to bow down real big time. Watch what God's about to do. But he will be exalted. He will be exalted. All the nations of the old world are coming into the hands of our God. Everything is down. The financial system is bowing. Everyone is bowing. The health system is bowing. It's all bowing. No, don't have a clue. What do? There's more people praying today than ever has, according to the reports I'm reading. So this is not a bad thing for a child of God. It's a bad thing for people who don't know God. But for people who know God, we've got to get our faith and our belief and our trust up in our Savior. He's got this. I'm telling you, he's got this. Amen. And so the problem is, even those people that believe, what happens with them is they set, instead of setting their minds on God and the things of God, they tend to dwell on the problem. Now, you might say, well, I'm only human. Well, then get saved. Because then you'll be superhuman. Because God puts his super inside of you. So, sure, we all can claim, I'm only human. I'm just a realist, you know. But what that's really saying is, I don't believe. That's all it's saying. I don't believe. I don't have faith. I'm not trusting God. So what we've got to do is we've got to understand, instead of dwelling on the problem, dwell on the solution. Focus on what Jesus said. You've got to keep your focus and your mind on Christ. Everyone say, my mind is focused on Christ. Say it again. My mind is focused on Christ. Say it one more time. My mind is focused on Christ and the finished work of the cross. Now add that. And the finished work of the cross. See, it's done. This is powerful stuff. I'm telling you, it is done. So now, without denying the problems, without denying your problems that you're facing individually from me, we're all facing coronavirus problem, everybody, amen? But other people are facing different, there's little spin-offs from this. Some people have lost their jobs, some others haven't. Some people have lost loved ones, others haven't. Some people have got different issues where this thing is a trigger and it's triggered them into maybe an addiction that they were just about to conquer. So we all have situations we're all facing, different from each other. But the thing is, it determines on what you focus on. You can all of us can focus on Jesus and the solution and what the Word of God says. That's why I love Philemon 1:6. He says that your faith become effectual and fervent by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. So I acknowledge when sickness tries to hit me. I acknowledge, no, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. That's in me. in Christ, you see. When poverty tries to come and steal my money, I say no, because inside of me is the Savior who said, I will supply everything you will ever need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so we've got to focus on the good that's in us in Christ. In Christ Jesus, you're bubble wrapped. I'm telling you, you just don't realize it because your focus might be in the wrong areas. I want to encourage you to focus on the solution. And instead of saying, I know what God's word says, but, I hear that a lot of times, I know what God's word says, but, start saying this, I know this is a problem, but God's word says. You see the difference? People are saying, I know what God's word says, but. Rather than saying that, say, I know this is a problem, but the word of God says. That's the way to do it. When the devil came to Jesus in the wilderness and he said this, you know, ooh, if you want to be like God or if you are God, prove that you are. And he says, listen, the word God says. The word of God says. The word of God says. Three times. When Adam and Eve were tempted, they didn't say the word of God says, because God had told them that we're already created in his image and likeness. And the devil came and said, if you want to be like God, instead of saying, I know what God's word says, they said, I know the word of God, but. Amen. And so we've got to get to a place where we start focusing on the word of God. And unfortunately today in our culture, most people don't know God's word. Most people do not know God's word. And a lot of people do not love God. A lot of people deny God. He doesn't want that. The Bible says it's not his desire that one should perish. He wants everyone saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have life everlasting. And so people today are just not in this culture. They don't know God's word. And as a result, they're falling apart. Now you might think straight away, well, I know God's word and I'm still falling apart. All you have to do is appropriate that word. Remember, we just said, acknowledge the word of God. Acknowledge the word of God. Acknowledge the good in you in Christ. So if you say these words, you know, I know the word, but I'm still falling apart and I'm still having issues in my life. Then I want you to take a closer look at Christ. You need to look closer at Jesus, who he is and what he's done. It's powerful. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes I am healed. Focus on that. We're focusing on the wrong thing. Well, I know the word, but I'm still falling. Now you have to appropriate and apply the word. Faith without work is dead. So you've got the faith, you know the word, you've heard the word, but you're not appropriating. How do you do it? Call things that are not as though they were. Stand up against the onslaught. It's going to take an effort. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. I've said this before. It's a good fight because you're always victorious when you fight it in faith. That's why we look at the things that are not seen, not the things that are seen. So you fight the good fight of faith. And when you do that, and you apply this, and you appropriate the word of God, and you start releasing your faith out of your mouth, rather than saying, I'm scared, I'm fearful, what are we going to do? Say, the word of God says. Oh, just to say that gets me excited. The word of God says. Woohoo! That's power. Say it now. Everybody say this. The word of God says. Say it again. The word of God says. Oh, my Lord. Doesn't that just bring something to you? Doesn't that just, get into your spirit. The word of God says, well, there's a corona, there's this, there's no work, there's no getting out, you can't go out, you're not an essential, you aren't essential. The word of God said. But how am I going to do it? I've lost my job, but God, the word of God said. I'm telling you, it's not easy, it's a fight. But anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. Amen. It's a fight of faith. You can do this thing. God's given you everything. He's giving you the word, the helmet, the breastplate, the shield, the everything, the sword, the truth, the shoes. You're covered. And he's giving you the name. And the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Not just a tower. It's a strong tower. And the righteous, the born again, saved children of God, the righteous run into it. What? The name. You use that name. The name of Jesus, I command you, get out. I curse you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. He says the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous are born again, not the unsaved. They're born again. Run into it and are safe. That's the word of God. He says the word of God is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So you've got to start to decree. You've got to get it out of your mouth. You really have to get it out of your mouth. Don't sit in little huddles talking about, ooh, it's so bad. Phone your cousins, uncles and aunts, ooh, it's so bad. What's going on there in New York? Ooh, it's so bad. How's it going in Carolinas? Ooh, it's so bad. It's just in Florida. Ooh, it's so bad. Oh, we've had the first death here in Port St. Lucie. Ooh, it's so bad. Get over that stuff. Do what you have to do. Clean your hands. Stay away from people. Do the elbow shake if you want to greet someone. I don't know. Do something. Take care of yourself, you know, but don't do it in fear. Just having done all, stand. So we're standing in faith. Amen. And so as a result of people not knowing the word of God or not appropriating the word of God, they start falling apart. You've got to get it out of your mouth. You've got to get it out of your mouth. And you know, the suicide rate right now is alarmingly high. It's skyrocketed. Those are people without hope. I mean, if a person has to do that, surely they are without hope. You are not without hope. And I pray for those families. I pray, oh God, help them. Please help them. Let them find Jesus. Let us be a voice in the wilderness crying out. Let us call things into their lives. Let us pray for their families and their loved ones left behind. My God, help these people. It's not a joke. This is terrible. But if you've got Christ in your life, you've got hope. And that hope springs eternal. You don't need Christ and... Christ and the virus to go. Christ and the money to come. Christ and the addiction to go. All you need is Christ. And all of those things take place. Hallelujah. That's why he says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not seek you what the news media is saying. They can't even spell right. And they cuss. I've never seen it. I grew up when I was growing up, my dad would give me a newspaper to learn to speak English. And it was proper English. And nowadays, they got the F-bomb in the reports. Newscasters using words, diplomatic people using the F-bomb. I mean, nonstop, it's all over the show. It's nuts. But the kingdom of God is standing solid. The kingdom of God is true. People in the kingdom of God are rock solid. You stand rock solid in the kingdom of God. You may sway around with the winds blowing, but as long as you speak in the word of God, you speak in the word of God, you notice my feet are not moving. My body might be moving, but my feet are standing rock solid, rock steady, still on Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, as a result of people not knowing the word of God or not knowing God, they are falling apart. And more people are struggling with depression. You know why a lot of people struggle with depression? Now I'm talking about not the saved. Because there are saved that are struggling with depression as well. But now I've told you the key is to focus on God and start looking at the things in you in Christ Jesus and start speaking it. I'm telling you, when depression comes, you say, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. Comes again, I'm above, I'm not beneath. Comes again, thanks be to God, always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Comes again, my God supplies all my need. Comes again, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Comes again, 1,000 on the left, 10,000 on the right, not my me. Comes again, and you just speak and speak and speak. Depression has got no option but to go. The Bible says resist the devil in James. Resist the devil and he shall flee.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at